We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
Righteousness.
Yo, Angela Yee, I love you.
50% ratchetness.
Tell them ratchets to sit down.
95% ratchet.
Becoming the most prominent forum for hip-hop.
Wake your ass up.
It's early in the morning, but they tell me it was y'all. I say, oh, hell yeah, I'm getting up.
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Your people's choice.
Angela Yee.
I'm a sweetheart, but I'll cut you.
Charlemagne the God.
Prince of pissing people off.
I can't believe you guys are the best, kid.
Collectively known as
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Hey, fam.
Good morning, Yee. It's Monday.
Woo-woo. Happy Monday.
And if you're looking on Revolt and you can't see Yee because she orders all these packages to my house, that way she doesn't have to pay taxes.
Whoa.
Is that against the law?
Snitch.
Maybe a little bit.
No,
yes.
They're gifts for you.
Right. They're not gifts for me.
But it takes you forever to bring them in sometimes. That's the only issue.
I get all these boxes. You'd be like, yo, you got to be home at 3 o'clock on Friday because they're bringing a box. I'm like,
But they're used to leaving packages at your house.
Yeah, they leave packages in the house.
Right. So we're good. Mm-hmm. The problem with my house is that people steal stuff. You know, it's in Brooklyn and I don't have it's just on the brownstone steps. You can't just leave a package there. People steal stuff. I got to look at the cameras, see what time somebody stole something. So
yeah, I have a gate. So when they come through the gate, if somebody wants to try to steal a package, they have to deal with Chuck Norris. Now, if you don't know who Chuck Norris is, that's my German Shepherd that is fully trained and will bite the ish out of somebody. So your packages
are safe.
That's not
really who Chuck Norris is, but that's who your Chuck Norris.
Yeah, that's my Chuck Norris. That's my dog. That's my Chuck Norris. So how was your weekend? What you do?
Weekend was good. Friday, I did a panel for my mom. My mom works for the New York City Transit Authority, and They have this Black History Month series of panels, and they did Black Women in Business. And so I kicked off their series, and she was so excited. It was really fun. It was a sold-out event at her job, so it was great. I got to meet all her coworkers and people she sees every day. People were like, I've been working with your mom for 30 years. So that was nice. Mm-hmm. What else did I do this weekend? Oh, I started my detox from the detoxnow.com.
Are you on it?
It's not the fast. It's just the regular detox. So I can still eat. It's just a list of foods that I can eat. So that's happening. Today is day 5 for me.
How's it going?
Fine. It's good. When I did it last time, it was a fast. So it was 2 weeks of no food at all, only water and coconut water. But this time I'm allowed to eat, so it's actually way better for me. So and then I went out to dinner with Ajua Styles, that's Styles P's wife.
Right.
They're on Marriage Boot Camp right now, and she has a book out, The Ethereal Hike. And I went out to dinner with her, but I had to go to like a vegan restaurant where I could only order specific things.
Mm-hmm.
So that was basically my weekend, just trying to avoid eating.
Okay.
What about you?
I've been on that detox since around Christmas time. Where I only eat certain foods. Every once in a while, I do break it, though, which I try not to do. And because of that, I think I'm down like 20 pounds.
Wow. Wow, 20 pounds. But I can't lose 20 pounds.
Nah, but I still eat. I'm still working out, and it feels good. I'm kind of weaning off of meat a lot.
Oh, so you're a vegan?
I'm not a vegan. Yesterday I had McDonald's, but
what?
You know what? I was taping a podcast with my wife, and it was late, and I was starving, and I looked for every healthy spot on
You could have got a salad at McDonald's.
That just doesn't sound right.
Could have got a salad.
I had a grilled chicken, though, if that means anything.
You could have still had just some fries or something like that.
I did have fries and the grilled chicken.
Don't they have Impossible Burgers or something like that there or Beyond? No?
Not the one I went to. I had grilled chicken.
You know
what?
When I used to work for Wu-Tang, and a lot of them are vegetarian, they would order burgers without the meat. So they would get, like, the lettuce, the tomato, the dressing, the bread, but no meat.
No, I didn't do that. I had a grilled chicken yesterday.
No.
It was with French fries. It was all bad. I felt bad after, and I tried to do like 100 push-ups after to make myself feel better, but it didn't.
And you can't. Every now and then you fall off.
Yeah, and it hasn't come out yet. So sometime during the show, I'm sure it's going to come out. So just be aware of that. I just want to tell you that. And you know what? Give a round of applause to all the women out there. Woo-hoo. You know, I do a podcast with my wife, and I love getting ready. Just throw on some basketball shorts and a t-shirt and keep it moving. But my wife has to get ready. She has to do her facial regimen where she washes her face and puts her makeup on and does her hair and her nails and all that. And I'm like, basketball shorts and a wife beater. Let's keep it moving.
Like these new shoes that you ordered to your house? Aren't they cute?
Oh, my goodness. All right.
On sale, baby.
Let's get the show cracking. Now, we have some special guests joining us this morning. They're called the Trap Queens.
Oh, yes. That's the American Gangster series.
That's right. Jamila Davis, Aisha Hall, Ayanna Bean, and Deronda Hood will be joining us. So we'll kick it with them. There's a show on, I think it's on, like you said, BET, mm-hmm. where it's called Trap Queens, where they talk about what they did, how they got arrested, how they got caught, how they're changing their life. So we're going to kick it with those women this morning. And then we got front page news. What are we talking about?
Yes, let's talk about a man who was arrested outside the White House. So what could he have done to have gotten arrested?
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Good morning to Nori. Shout out to Nori. He's up right now. He's jogging. He said he has us on, so shout out to Noriega.
Yeah, he gets up before us.
Yes, he does.
He starts listening to the show before we're even on.
That is right.
Hey, Nori.
Let's get in some front page news. Where we starting?
Well, police arrested a man outside of the White House on Saturday. He said he was going to assassinate Donald Trump. He's from Brandon, Florida. His name is Roger Hedgepath, 25 years old. He went up to a Secret Service police officer on patrol, and he said, "I'm here to assassinate President Donald Trump." He said he planned to do it with a knife. They did pat him down and confiscate the knife as well. So he is now in a hospital for a mental health evaluation where he'll be held until further notice.
Yeah, he has some problems. I mean, there's no way that you're going to try to murder somebody and then tell the Secret Service and security, "Yeah, I'm going to murder him." That doesn't make any sense.
He wanted to go to jail.
He has some problems, so hopefully he gets help.
The FBI has just moved white supremacist terrorism to the same threat level as ISIS. Took them long enough to do that.
Should have been did that.
Right, so what they are saying, they did a hearing with the House Judiciary Committee, and this hearing took place last week. They said that race-based terrorism is now considered a national threat priority, so it will get the same resources as international terrorism threats like ISIS. So they said domestic terrorists tend to be self-radicalized online. They choose easily accessible weapons, a car, a knife, a gun, maybe an IED. They can build crudely off the internet, and then they choose soft targets. They said the threat is what we assess as the biggest threat to the homeland right now.
Yeah, I think we're going to get to a place in the next couple of years where everything is going to have to be super secure. It's going to be metal detectors when you go into malls, metal detectors when you go on a train, when you go on the subway, when you go and take a bus. It has to be because, I mean, we have to be protected now. We just don't know now.
All right, now there's a man who, I don't know if you saw the story over the weekend, he shot at two NYPD New York Police Department officers on Saturday, and then he went into a precinct on Sunday morning and tried to attack again. He's a 45-year-old Bronx resident, Robert Williams. They said two officers were shot, but they did survive. Mm-hmm. And these were targeted attempts to assassinate police officers. He said he hates cops, according to a law enforcement officer. He said right now he's being represented by a public defender. He'll be arraigned today, so I'm sure it's not going to go well for him. They said the first shooting took place Saturday night. He went up to two police officers sitting in a van, and one officer was wounded and is expected to survive. That officer will be released today. The second officer in the van was not hit. Then, yesterday morning, he walked into the 41st precinct in the Bronx and opened fire at uniformed officers and a civilian employee. One male lieutenant who returned fire was shot in the arm. He's in stable condition.
Yeah, and, you know, thank God nothing happened. I mean, one bullet grazed the officer's chin and neck. And I'm sitting there like, What I could never understand is why don't those police vehicles, why aren't they bulletproof? Why aren't the windows bulletproof, you know? And I don't know if he shot through the window.
Well, yeah,
or
no, I think he was talking
for direction
to,
or whatever,
talking
maybe
to the police officers.
But those vehicles aren't bulletproof. And I know they take a lot of money for taxes, and we should make sure that that those police officers are protected if they're out and about for things like that. Now, this individual, he was locked up. He did 15 years already. And I don't know if it was his mother or his grandmother was talking to the news.
I saw her on the news, yeah.
And they were saying that, you know, he just looked dazed the last couple of weeks. And they said that I believe his child was shot. And they just said he just looked off. He wasn't himself. So I don't know what happened. But, you know, thank God he's off the streets, though.
Right. He was convicted in 2002 for attempted murder. He shot a person, carjacked a woman, crashed that car, and then entered into a gunfight with police officers
yeah,
back in 2002.
Yeah, so he's definitely off. Thank God he's off the streets, man. And thank God none of those officers were killed.
Okay.
All right. And that is front page news.
Where is Charlamagne?
I think he just woke up. So we'll see. We'll see how that goes.
Was he at the Oscars?
No, I don't think he was at the Oscars. And you know what was pretty cool? XFL. That's the new football league.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not mad at it. I was watching it over the weekend, and it was pretty entertaining. It was pretty good. It was an extension of the NFL to me. I liked it. I enjoyed it. It was just more football to watch because around this time, the NBA goes. And once the NBA goes, it's just baseball. And if you're not a baseball fan, there's nothing to watch. So I wasn't too mad at the XFL.
Okay.
All right, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, phone lines are wide open. Maybe you had a horrible weekend or a great weekend. Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
This is Stefan from Jacksonville.
Hey, what's up, bro? Get it off your chest.
I'm calling because I agree with Charlamagne last week. When you weren't there, every time you're not there, we're a People's Choice Award, but how? You always tell us, send our request in, but we can't. You're not there.
Oh, okay, sir. It's not the People's Choice Award. You're talking about the People's Choice Mix?
I was like, you doing an award show?
Yeah. The People's Choice Mix. Why don't you let Yee get her chance?
Get a Yee Mix.
Do the Yee Mix.
We can do a Yee Mix.
Sir, where do you work, sir?
I work at a warehouse.
A warehouse, okay. And when you're not in, do you tell your competition to come in?
Competition?
Yeah, your competition,
we're
DJ
coworkers.
Yee. No, we're not. You DJ Yee. You got turntables and records. Do you tell
we
your
are not competition.
Do you tell
Evan,
your competition
you do what you do
to fill in for you?
He would love that.
Yeah. Y'all never
thank
give
you.
Y'all never do that for Donkey of the Day or Rumors Report, because whenever he's not there and you do the rumors,
I'll let you do rumors.
Yeah, but I'm horrible at rumors. You do the mix pretty good.
I know.
You know what? Forget you, sir. You have a good morning. I said I'm horrible. He said, yeah, I know. Hello, who's this?
Yep.
Hey, what's up, Trav?
Hi, Trav.
Hey.
Hi, Trav. What's up, baby?
How you living?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm doing good. What's up, Sean?
He's not here.
What's up, sis?
Oh. Yo, look at him. He was doing good, too. You're showing up on time, you know? And he just had to mess it up in the month of February. In Black History Month, he got to be a
You stop it. What's up, Trav?
Listen, I want to talk about, y'all know it's 4 days left to Valentine's Day. So I just want to, you know, be positive and let you know if you're single, it's okay. You can still find somebody in 4 days. So, you know, get you a grinder, get you a jack, get you a plenty of fish, you know, get you a Tinder. There's somebody out there for you.
Travis,
in 4 days.
Trav, you do not have to hurry up and go find somebody just because it's Valentine's Day, okay?
I mean, you ain't got to hurry up, but, you know, if you're single and you're feeling lonely and it's like your 8th year being lonely on Valentine's Day, it's not too late. And
who you going to be with, Trav?
Yes, sir.
You say who I'm going to be with? I haven't picked yet.
Ooh, wow. Okay, Trav. Okay. Trav got a plethora of guys out there. What's up, Trav?
Hey, I saw you, Envy, walking and strutting down the runway. I was like, okay, look
like a little peacock, right?
Hey, don't look at me looking all fly and stuff. You know I used to model back in my day.
Look at
there we go. What did you used to model for?
Trav, you don't flirt with me, Trav. I'm
what
a
did
married
you
man.
What did you model for?
Huh?
What did you model for?
I ain't really model, but I just
wanted
to say
that. Why'd you
just
say that?
I just wanted to say I modeled back in my day.
I one more thing.
What's
I
up?
I say one more thing before I let y'all go. Listen, right, this weekend, me and Beauty recorded a song, right, and when I say it is popping, I surprise myself, yo. I know he can rap a little bit.
All right, I can't wait and to hear. No, listen, we know you can rap, Trav. I told you already.
Right, I'm dropping it on Friday. All right, y'all.
Peace.
Okay.
Bye.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Yeah. Wake up, wake up. Wake your ass.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, my name is Charmaine.
Hey, Charmaine. Good morning. Get it off your chest.
I just wanted to talk about I was listening, and I was listening to how the man who shot at the police officer Saturday and went into the precinct and shot at the police officer Sunday. Now, I'm not the type of person that say, you know, two rights make a wrong. But I feel like, as a Black person, I feel like that's the retaliation, because at the end of the day, they don't care if we're walking up the street with bulletproof vests or bulletproof windows on when they're just aimlessly shooting at us.
Now, you can't just randomly go shoot at cops, because there's good cops out here, too. You can't do that.
All cops are not bad.
There's good Black people out here that just die because of cops.
And you know there's Black cops also, right?
Yeah, and I feel like they're training.
I don't think that we should encourage people to just randomly go up and shoot at cops.
Yeah, my whole thing was
that. No, like I said, two wrongs don't make a right, but in this instance, I don't feel like he's wrong.
You don't think he's wrong? Guy was wrong for shooting up cops?
So, these cops that didn't do anything to him, they have families, they might be trying to do the right thing. You don't think that that's wrong to
you
randomly
sound
shoot?
Dumb as shit. Where you
this
from?
Sounds crazy.
Where you from? Where you from?
I'm from Detroit.
You're from Detroit. So something happens to you or somebody runs up in your house, who you calling?
Not the police. I had people run to my house before and the police never showed up.
Did you call them?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, you sound dumb and stupid as hell. There are bad cops out there, just like there are bad people out there, but there are some good cops out there that make sure they try to do what they can to help the people out there, that help the public, that make sure people are safe, that make sure people can go to school, can go to work. My father was a police officer. He's retired. He's not a bad cop. My uncle just retired. He's not a bad cop. And there's a lot of cops out there that do what's right. So I'm sorry you had a bad altercation with a police officer, but all police officers are not bad. And the fact that you say that that guy should have shot those cops, you sound dumb, stupid, and I would say some other disrespectful things, but I'm not going to go as low as you are. But have a nice day.
And speaking of Detroit, man, rest in peace to DJ Slick B. He was unfortunately, he passed away over the weekend. He was assaulted. He was killed.
He was robbed. They tried to rob him for his jewelry. DJ Slick B is a DJ out in Detroit. Every time I go out there, he's a good dude. He has two kids. We talk about so much. Talk about his family. He DJs with me every time I come to Detroit. Somebody tried to rob him as he was leaving an event. Shot him and killed him. Shot the other person that was with him. A cowardly act. And I would just say,
Byron Gilbert, rest in peace and condolences to your family, to your friends.
Absolutely. And I would just say this, man. Like, let's really think. You killed this brother over a chain? Like, a chain. Let's say that chain was $10,000 or $20,000. You're going to get $5,000 if you try to resell it? A chain? You take that man's life, take him from his kids for a freaking chain? Like, I got no respect for people that do that. You rob that man. He's out here busting his ass, working hard, and you rob him over a freaking chain?
Mm-hmm. All right, well, again, rest in peace.
Get it off your chest. You got rumors on the way. I don't even know what to say no more because that really hurt my heart because he was such a
definitely
good dude.
And
I
just my lip service live show.
We did New Year's
and my birthday together.
The next R&B live in Detroit, I wanted to bring my wife because I have such a good time. I'm like, he spins, he gets busy, he plays the Detroit music. He's a good DJ. He's an overall good person. Shout out to his wife and his kids and everybody that was so close to him, Jay Neely and all them, man. Definitely rest in peace and condolences again, man. We got rumors on the way, Easy?
Yes, we'll talk about the Oscars. They were on last night, and we'll give you some of the big winners and some of the big moments.
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
It's a good Monday. You like when you order stuff online and it fits?
Yeah, because you ordered a rack of ish up here, huh?
No, I ordered two pairs of shoes. They were on crazy sale,
mm-hmm.
And they fit, and they both are super cute.
My goodness. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk the
Great
Oscars.
Monday.
It's time. She's spilling the tea.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
So the Oscars were on last night. I was watching and I was like, how many of these movies have I seen, actually? I saw Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. That got nominated for like everything. And I saw Joker. I think that might be the only two.
What was Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
Oh, and I saw Harriet.
What was Once Upon a Time in Hollywood? That was...
It's kind of a nostalgic throwback to how Hollywood used to...
It was
who? Quentin Tarantino. Yeah, Quentin Tarantino movie with Brad Pitt.
And Leonardo DiCaprio.
I didn't like that movie. I thought it was trash.
Leonardo... I watched it on the plane.
I didn't like it. I thought it was trash. I couldn't get through the whole movie. Joker was dope. I seen... The Irishman was nominated for a bunch of things.
I saw The Irishman. Oh, yeah, I did see that. And I saw Harriet.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, so let's talk about what happened. Chris Rock and Steve Martin started it off with their monologue because, you know, there was no host this year again.
Correct. You want to play it? Monologue? You want to do it for you?
That was the way to throw it to it.
Oh, okay.
So many great directors nominated this year.
I don't know, Chris. I thought there was something missing from the list this year.
Vaginas?
Yeah. Cynthia Erivo is here tonight.
Cynthia did such a great job in Harriet hiding black people that the Academy got her to hide all the black nominees. Is Eddie Murphy under this stage?
Eddie, I loved you in Dolomite. Well, you know, think how much the Oscars have changed in the past 92 years. You know, back in 1929, there were no black acting nominees.
And now in 2020, we got one.
Yeah. Amazing growth.
All right. So true. And I don't know if it's funny because it's so true.
It is true.
But Janelle Monáe was on stage. Her performance was amazing. Got a standing ovation. And she talked about loving the fact that she was there honoring women and gay people.
Tonight we celebrate all the amazing talent in this room. We celebrate all the women who directed phenomenal films. And I'm so proud to stand here as a black, queer artist telling stories. Happy Black History Month.
There you go.
Okay.
Now here is part of her performance just so you guys can see why she got the standing ovation she did.
La 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 la. Everybody come alive. It's time to come alive.
Now, if you watch Harriet, and I know we have a flight today, Envy, you got to watch Harriet on the flight. So you can see Janelle Monáe in that film. You're going to cry.
Really?
Part of her part. Because I know you like to cry during movies, too.
I will. I definitely will cry during the movie.
All right. Now, Matthew A. Cherry won for Hair Love for Best Animated Short Film.
There were so many filmmakers that worked so hard on this, and it was a labor of love. And it was because we have a firm belief that representation matters deeply.
I just want to say that Hair Love was done because we wanted to see more representation in animation. We wanted to normalize black hair. There's a very important issue that's out there. It's the Crown Act. And if we can help to get this passed in all 50 states, it will help stories like DeAndre Arnold, who's our special guest tonight, stop to happen. This award is dedicated to Kobe Bryant. May we all have a second act as great as his was. Thank you.
And Joaquin Phoenix won for Best Actor for Joker.
I've been a scoundrel in my life. I've been selfish. I've been cruel at times, hard to work with, and ungrateful. But so many of you in this room have given me a second chance. And I think that's when we're at our best, when we support each other, not when we cancel each other out for past mistakes, but when we help each other to grow, when we educate each other, when we guide each other towards redemption. That is the best of humanity.
All right, and when it comes to fashion, Natalie Portman, she had a cape on, and she had all the female directors who weren't nominated this year.
Yep.
And that was on her cape. Also, if you saw Spike Lee, he had a custom-made tux that was honoring Kobe Bryant, the number 24
yellow,
on the
yeah.
back and on the front also.
Mm-hmm.
So those are just some of the fashion statements that were made last night. All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your Rumor Report.
You didn't talk about Eminem performing?
Oh, yeah, Eminem performed. He did Lose Yourself.
Yeah.
A lot of people were like, why is Eminem performing? But, you know, he was nominated for that, and I think he didn't show up for that particular Oscars, and that was back in 2003, I want to
say. Right, they said it was a surprise performance. Nobody knew he was coming out, and I heard he killed it.
It was dope, and they was going crazy in the audience. What I loved about that performance too, it was funny because it's not like there was a lot of black people at the Oscars, but while Eminem was performing, they kept showing every black person in the audience reaction.
My goodness.
But people were going crazy in their seats.
All right. Well, that is your Rumor Report. Now we got front page news. Next, what are we talking about?
Yes, and I don't know if you had a chance to see this, but the last Democratic debate before the New Hampshire primary happened on Friday, and we'll tell you what person killed it, and we haven't really given this person much light.
Okay, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Let's get in some front page news. I just want to tell you guys, I don't know if you watched the XFL League, but it was the first week of the XFL games, and I'm not mad. I really enjoyed it. It's really, the rules are a little different. The shot clock, the clock goes a little faster. You can do a 3-point conversion play, right? It was pretty entertaining. I'm not mad at it. The XFL, I'm definitely not mad at it. It's giving players an opportunity. If you don't make it to the league, you can still get some money, possibly still get endorsements, and possibly make it into the league. So if you get an opportunity, check out the XFL. I wasn't mad at it at all. What else are we talking about, Yee?
Well, let's talk about the last Democratic debate before the New Hampshire primary. And, you know, we were looking for somebody to stand out, and I think this time was the first time people were really having this conversation about Amy Klobuchar. Now, as you all know, Joe Biden's been having some issues. He came in pretty much last in the previous debate, so here is what he had to say now.
I have some portion of all of the constituencies that make up this party. I think I'm more ready to be able to defeat Donald Trump and, equally importantly, elect a Democratic Senate.
All right. So in addition to that, like I said, Amy Klobuchar was really the one standout. Now, what she did was she portrayed herself as somebody who is not a longtime establishment person like Joe Biden, mm-hmm. but also not a newcomer. So she does have some experience, unlike some of the other candidates that were on the stage. And here is Amy Klobuchar. And she actually was trying to raise some money. And after this debate, she hit her $1 million mark, surpassed that. So now she's aiming for $2 million because a lot of people felt like she really shined during this.
I can't stand the big money in politics. And one of my major focuses is going to be on passing that constitutional amendment to overturn Citizens United. I didn't come from money. And I just simply think people don't look at the guy in the White House and say, can we get someone richer? They want to have someone that they can understand. And you know my background. My grandpa was an iron ore miner. He worked 1,500 feet underground in the mines his whole life. He couldn't even graduate from high school because he had to raise his 9 brothers and sisters. My grandpa saved money in a coffee can to send my dad to a 2-year community college.
So I think she's really portraying herself as relatable now.
She is.
Also somebody with some experience. She talks about the amount of policies that she's gotten passed and all of that.
I think she did well. I've seen the highlights, and I think she did very well from what I've seen. Something about Joe Biden I just don't trust.
You're not the only one.
I don't know what it is. Every time he talks, he just seems more and more like a car salesman. Like, he's telling me this car is new, but I know it's used. He told me it's never been driven, but it has 10,000 miles on it. He's telling me that the radio works, but I know it doesn't work. Like, something about him I just don't trust.
All right, so who do you like now?
I don't know yet. I really don't know. I don't know. This is a tough one. This is a hard decision. But I know something about Joe Biden doesn't make me trust him. Maybe the fact that he didn't want to come up here. He said he'll send his surrogate, and I thought that was weird. You don't want to talk to the people. You want to send your person to talk to the people. Like, that doesn't make sense.
Well, the latest New Hampshire poll that was released shortly after the debate showed that Buttigieg and Sanders are still leading, but that Pete Buttigieg appears to be on the rise while Sanders is holding steady. So we'll keep you updated.
And Bloomberg, the thing with him, he just seems like he's throwing money everywhere. You look on TV, there's all type of commercials. I've seen commercials during the Oscars. I've seen commercials during the Super Bowl.
He's got the money.
He's got the bread. He's just throwing money all over the place. So,
but is he in touch with the whole grassroots aspect of it, with going and talking to people and people knowing his story and actually feeling like...
Hell no.
Right. That's the issue.
We don't know how Bloomberg got that money. All we know is he talks a little Spanish, and that's all we know. And the Spanish is better than mine, but it's horrible.
I was
going
to say, yeah, I don't know if you're the one to be commenting on that.
You're right. See, you're right.
All right, well, that is your front page news.
All right. Now, Charlamagne is out. I guess he's not making it in today. Mm-hmm. So if you want to give somebody Donkey of the Day, you can. Phone lines are wide open, 800-585-1051. Whoever you want to give Donkey to, your mama, your baby daddy, it doesn't matter who it is. 800-585-1051. And when we come back, the Track Queens will be in the building.
Yes.
All right? The new series, American Gangster on BET, it's back. And we're going to kick it with Jamila
Davis.
This time
it's focused on the women.
That's right. Aisha Hall, Ayana Bean, and Delronda Hood. Now, these women, they got it in. All across the board.
Whether they was making money, millions.
Yeah, scamming. Well, we'll let them explain their story when we come back. So don't move.
50.
It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got some special guests in the building.
Yes, indeed.
We have Jamila Davis, Aisha Hall, Ayanna Bean and Deronda Hood.
Why did you do that accent?
sound like Deronda.
And I refuse to call y'all the trap queens because that's not who y'all are. That's just to show y'all.
Now let's start with Jamila Davis. Now, you guys are on a new show. Of course, he just said trap queens. Now, what is your story?
American Gangster.
So basically, I was convicted for bank fraud. I was sentenced to 12 and a half years in federal prison. And I used to do the credit back in the days, get people their cars and stuff like that and homes. And that landed me a crazy sentence.
And the crazy part is it back then I probably spent, because it was expensive back then, like a couple grand to get your credit fixed. And I definitely gave somebody on Linden Boulevard some
bread. Don't do that to me, Izzy.
I already told you, Mila, I'm not going to name no names, but somebody definitely got a car from her and had that sent in my name with my, well, his name to my address, and they was calling me every morning because they defaulted on that loan.
I'm just saying, we both from Queens, and I gave somebody some money.
She touched a lot of people.
So you got locked up for doing the right thing, for basically helping people?
Nah, I got locked up for being the Robin Hood of the hood, for instance.
Take it from the rich to give back to the poor.
Yeah, basically showing people ways to move around the system to get the things that they want, and that got me jammed up because I didn't do it the right way.
And also, once people couldn't make those payments, like you could get into a car, you could get into a home, but if they can't make the payments after that, they're going to take it back, right?
What did you do with real estate? They said you own a bunch of homes, or you were scamming some people.
And we about to try this now.
I'm just calling to be scamming this morning. That's what I'm holding on to.
Everybody starts somewhere, John.
Okay. So I had about 12 properties between Alpine and Saddle River.
But that's the most expensive areas in New Jersey.
Yeah. So I was bringing rappers and ball players over to Alpine. This was before everybody got there. So before Diddy got there, before Mary got there, Jamila was there.
Right.
And I was just basically enlightening my people to a better lifestyle, a better way
of life.
Which
is great, but then where's the but?
However, I did it the wrong way. So the key to the moral to the story is shortcuts will lead you to the long, wrong route. Had I taken my time and showed people how to do things the right way, then there would have been some longevity.
Imagine, what's the white way to do it? Because I mean, there's got to be
right way.
Same difference. But there's got to be a way that white people are doing it that they're not getting locked up for it.
It's real. I mean, it's just programs. So when you learn banking, you have to find the right programs that match people so that you don't commit fraud. So if you could fully disclose to them, like, this is what it is, and they accept it on the terms that it's supposed to be, they can't grab you. So I later learned that there are programs like stated income, and there are programs for people who make a lot of money and can't necessarily show it. So there was other ways to properly structure deals. But I didn't know. So I was a chick from the hood that figured out a couple things, and I threw a couple things up against the wall, and it stuck.
But what's interesting is that you actually, at first, when you was doing everything with the cars, you only got, probation?
Yes.
So, but then after that little slap on the wrist, you said, okay,
Angela, you giving it to me. But yeah, I thought basically, now let me reroute. Let me try to do this another way. And I got jammed up. So, yeah, you're right. So does the slap still, on the wrist wasn't really enough.
Does that still work today? Because now, Envy, tell me how this works, right?
Mm-hmm.
You get somebody to appraise a house for more than what it's worth. And then you get that check cut for what you get the mortgage for what it was appraised for.
Well, Jamila and them effed up the game. I don't know if you ever
know. You know what, Envy?
Now this doesn't work.
Because of Jamila and them, now it doesn't even matter because the bank actually has to send out their own appraiser. So it's nothing that you can do anyway. So, like, when I get my house appraised, the bank sends out their own appraiser a lot of the times.
Okay, but let me help you, though.
No, so don't, you're not helping me, Jamila.
My property is actually appraised for the amount.
You're not helping me.
Hold on one second. Let's just be fair here. Uh-oh. The properties that I got did really appraise for the amount. I got, like, short sales, and I got people who were in distress. So there were properties that actually appraised.
Right.
It wasn't that I fudged the appraisals. I fudged the income. So the properties were actually worth what they were worth.
Okay, got it.
But let's talk about today. Today, I'm not committing any fraud.
There you go.
I'm getting to the bag legitimately and getting those M's the right way.
So let me ask you a question. Do they allow you back into that game? Because you know the game.
I know the game, but do they allow you to go back? But you know what? They blocked me for a period from the game, but then I learned another game. And that's the thing about us is when you have a mind and you work your mind, you can be in this industry, that industry.
That's
it
right.
doesn't matter what industry you put me in. If I figure out the industry, I am going to rock.
Black people are the only group of people that are that fluid. We're the only people that are that versatile. We could be in the hood. We could be in Hollywood. We can make it happen anywhere.
Now, Del Ronda, let's get to you.
Let's go through everybody's crimes.
You from the D? You from the east side?
Del Ronda. I'm from the east side of Detroit. Yeah.
Okay. And so let's get into your American Gangster episode and what it is that that you were doing as you was running with BMF and everything.
Well, that ain't the only crew I ran with, you know. You know, I ran with a couple of crew. I'm pretty good with dealing with men.
Big
you know?
50.
Because, you know, I'm the go-to girl, you know. You know, I also was a madam, you know. I did, I frauded the government. We would go to the hood, you know, to the projects. And I would get girls that was, you know, didn't really have any money. And I would do taxes for them. They didn't have any job. I created jobs, you know, and we do taxes for them. And give them a couple thousand dollars, and that wasn't a lot of money, but to them it was a lot of money.
Right, so you don't have it, and you say here's $2,500.
Well,
that's
what happened was, I think I did maybe 200-300 people within 3 weeks. Okay,
sheesh.
And I was doing 70,000 a day. Okay.
Did they ever try to barter with you when you were like,
someone got caught at Jackson Hewitt, you know, and they told that me and an Armenian friend of mine had a. We were the ones that had, you know, honchos of running this scam. One day I knew something was going on because I could see them sitting down the street from the house. And so I went and knocked on the bitch.
Go ahead, Speak freely.
The fed bitch window and said, you might as well come on the f*** in because I'm sick of you sitting around my house.
That's right.
So they came inside?
So then she said, okay, I got you. The next day, they kicked in the f***ing door. And I was like, shit, I gotta pee. She was like, you gotta pee? I said, take me to the bathroom. And then so she proceeded to take me to the bathroom. I said, bitch, I'm f***ing on myself, you know? So, you know, it's just, you know, now, you know, things has changed for me. You know, I did a lot of things, you know what I'm saying? I did a couple prison bits, you know? And me, I like the action.
Right.
You know, I like the action.
What you mean you like the action?
What I'm saying is the kind of action I like is getting away. And the feds hates me.
Right.
What's the longest stretch you did?
Like 3 years.
Okay.
You know, so a friend of mine, the Armenian friend of mine, she got killed. She got murdered. So I had to take her debt. So that's the way it was set up with the fraud, the income tax fraud. Mm-hmm. So I got her restitution, which that I don't have any money.
Now, you said that you would always... you said you would always plea out every time you got charged.
Oh, yeah,
because
see,
take
me,
start
my
now.
Thing is, you know, I go to my lawyer. See, I don't like them play no f***ing games with me. And I end up throwing bleach in a bitch and beating her in head with a hammer. So
the Fed? The Fed agent?
No.
Oh, another woman.
Bitch. And,
Is all of this gonna be on the show?
Yeah, you gotta watch this show. You're giving them too much now. You gotta watch the show.
No, but you know what? I'm gonna say with Del Ronda. Yours started off with you talking about pulling a girl's eye out.
Oh yeah, I was a kid, like 12 or 13.
All right, hold up. All right, we'll get more into that when we come back. We have the trap queens in the building: Jamila Davis, Aisha Hoare, Aina Bean, and Del Ronda Hood. All right, it's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
You know I ain't come to play this TV. I'm snapping off the rip. Yo, say I'm a favorite.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with the Trap Queens, American Gangsta, a series on BET, Jamila Davis, Aisha Hoare, Aina Bean, and Del Ronda Hood. So wait, you took a girl's eye out at 13?
You know, we were young and east side. You know, we look poverty stricken and shit. So
what'd you pull an eye out with?
With a goddamn stick. Okay. And took it on a grandma.
You took that eye for an eye thing too literally.
You
huh?
know what?
So
you
what
know,
did your grandmother say when you came home with this eyeball on the stick?
I had it behind my back and it was blood on the front of me.
What was you gonna do with that? What was you doing with it?
I don't know. I just wanted to take it home, you know, because I was scared by this.
Why did you do it? What was the reason?
Because we were young and, you know, we had a little, we trust her with the little money that we make, you know, selling Kool-Aid and lemonade and stuff. And, you know, we wanted to get some little gym shoes, you know. And when she came back with the gym shoes on and her little dress, I said, well, bitch, well, you know, I had a bounce on me. All the neighbors didn't want to take me anywhere. So I'm like, where you get that from? But the money we raised, I just went crazy. So everybody got to pushing around. I just said, let's end it. I just picked up the stick and, you know.
Don't play with her money.
You know. Okay.
Why you just ain't take her shoes?
Yeah, take her jacket. But you know what, though, Charlamagne, on some real shit. I'm remorseful for that because that girl And when I went to prison, you know, when we grow up and got older, she came to my grandmother's house looking for me because she has a glass eye. My parents are broke. You know, she was a pretty girl, light-skinned girl with green eyes. So she felt a little different, She felt a little different, and she wanted to know why. You know, because she's on drugs. She live in Indiana now. And she just wanted to know why, like, you know.
You traumatized that poor girl.
Yeah,
Lord have mercy.
Sorry, goodness gracious.
You know.
All right. Well, Aisha.
Aisha, what's your story?
You ain't pull out nobody out, did you?
No, I didn't pull out nobody's
no
eye.
No tooth, no fingernails?
No.
All right.
No.
Jeez.
So I went to prison. I was sentenced to 10 and a half years.
Mm-hmm.
I had a company, Apogee Financial, and we did the proof of funds for people that were getting involved in trading platforms, trading commodities, you know, diamond, gold, oil, natural gas, things of that nature. I found an issue. People weren't qualifying. So even if they came in with the money, they had to have a net worth of $20 million, $50 million, $100 million, and a lot of people didn't have that net worth. So what I did was I started linking them with people who did have that net worth, hedge fund managers, just people who had large amount of capital, and I would, you know, do like an acquisition. So I would put them with that client. And then they looked like they were worth the $100 million, the $50 million. So now they could go in and spend their own money.
Right.
Because, you know, the money, the system is like a triangle. Mm-hmm. It's a very small space at the top. And if you're not in that bracket, you won't qualify for a lot of financial transactions that are on a very high scale, which obviously, you know, it pushes black and brown people out. Because even if you were to make $1 million tomorrow, you wouldn't qualify. Even if you want to spend $100,000, you have plenty of money, but they don't let you in.
Right.
So initially, I was doing that while I was doing the mergers, but it takes some time. So eventually, some clients was like, I'm missing out on the trading platforms because it takes too long to do that. So I need it today. So obviously, if they need it the same day, I can't do it the proper way. So I was like, okay. There's like, I got $200,000 for you. I got $300,000 for you. So I was able to change the documents, put their names and the amounts I changed so that they could get into the trade. So I was basically guilty of forging documents.
Mm-hmm.
My company made about $10 million in a very short time, in less than a year, about 10 months. And I was eventually, you know, caught and sentenced to 10 and a half years.
10 and a half years.
Why did you get so much time?
But, you know, in like drug cases, you know, your time is connected to the weight.
Mm-hmm.
So in white collar cases, your time is connected to the money. I think really made them upset is when I first was approached by the feds, it was a civil case. And then they took all my money. So I sat, you know, at the table, as you'll see on the show, with my team, and I'm like, we got to do something else. So I started buying the actual gold in Africa. I was broke. I was down to nothing. Sent my guys to Africa, you know, in another 6 weeks, we were back in the millions again. You know, started buying gold. You buy a kilo of gold back then was 10,000, 11,000 from Sierra Leone. And I was flipping it right here in New York. You know,
so what's illegal about that?
That wasn't illegal.
Okay.
But it made them mad because they took all my money and they wanted me to just be done. But
so after, isn't that the goal, though, to find something legitimate to do after you get caught doing something?
Yeah, but that's the actual part of it. But the emotional part, the racist part, and the sexist part is that I'm a black female. You know, I'm working with people on Wall Street. I created this business model.
Right.
You know, I come in with a black team. We're making millions of dollars every month. Mm-hmm. You know, I just think that they felt like I was out of my place. And when I was sentenced, you know, I'm going to tell you something really crazy. I was on a bus going from court. They remanded me, and I was going to MDC Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
And while I'm on the bus going to MDC Brooklyn, the U.S. Marshals bus gets pulled over. I'm in the cage. I'm the only girl on the bus. It's all the men on there. And I'm in the cage, and the bus gets pulled over. Like, who's pulling over the U.S. Marshal bus? It's the Secret Service. They pull over the bus, they get on the bus, and they ask for me. So now I'm shook. I'm like, I'm already going to prison. What do they want? So they come on the bus, and they get me off to put me in the car with them. Still going to MDC just to talk shit. Like, oh, you just had to go to Africa. I didn't go personally, but they knew I sent my team. Oh, you know, you just had to go. You just couldn't sit down. That's why we charged you criminally.
Mm.
And you ain't the boss lady no more. I'll never forget those words. That's what he said. It was, you know.
They probably tried to break your spirit, and they probably tried to break you mentally. Because if you can do that, if you can build a business from the street and get $10 million, then have a wherewithal to go get gold from Africa and flip that, you're a different type of person.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
That's how we linked, you know, me and Jamila linked, because when we got to prison, it's like when you are a boss, It doesn't matter your circumstances. It doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter what they do to you. Mm-hmm. It's a mindset.
That's right.
So when we got into prison, we was linked because she wrote books. I wrote books. I published 10 books. She published more than 10 books. And we linked. And then I started getting back into my music, writing my music. And, you know, people just started recognizing us from the street.
Yeah,
you know?
But we also noticed the discrepancies in our case as far as the time we got. Right. So, like, we got more time than any of the cats on Wall Street. So I got 12 and a half years. She got 10 and a half years. And we looked at our stories and the amount of money that we was able to make and the things we were doing. It was just, like, crazy to see the discrepancies. And on my sentencing, Jay, the judge basically told me, how dare you? You know, go into Alpine and Saddle River. Why you didn't go into East Orange and Newark?
Whoa.
So he basically made a distinction like, okay, so because you ain't playing the hood and you want to play in my area, this is what I'm going to do. And Chris Christie was my U.S. attorney. I told you guys that. Mm-hmm. And on my sentencing day, he said justice has been served in America because I got all the time and the white boys got none.
How dare you black people do white collar crimes? Y'all know better than that.
It's all of us.
That is crazy.
As much as you look at crime, I learned that in prison. You know, it's not about the crime. A lot of people are intelligent, and intelligent people sometimes have a problem with waiting because you can find faster ways to do things. Mm-hmm. And a lot of ways that people are looked at as being criminal, they're not. They're just so smart. I don't even want to wait. All this red tape, I could do this faster. Well, how can I get around this? It's not like you want to harm people.
Right.
It's just that you want to get it done. Yes. And that's what I'm still learning because I'm like, I'm out here, I'm just like, I'm ready to get to it, you know? But we're doing the best that we can.
All right, we got more with Jamila Davis, Aisha Hall, Aina Bean, Del Rondo, Hood. Of course, they're the Trap Queens. American Gangster, which is a series on BET. We'll kick it with them some more when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with the Trap Queens. American Gangster, a series on BET. Jamila Davis, Aisha Hall, Aina Bean, and Del Rondo Hood.
All right, now, Ayanna, what's your crime?
My crime is I was a financial aid advisor. Mm-hmm. So I have two different sentences that I had. So I committed the crime in two different ways. The first time that this happened to me, what I did was my position was that at a time where colleges and banks were trying to get you to refinance your student loans early. So basically you lose your grace period and you already start to begin to pay back your student loans. So what the banks do is they send the funds to the school. So you get one big check to the school. And then, you know, now the student is paying that particular bank. Mm-hmm. So what I did is I, in my position, I was supposed to deposit those funds. And I did, but I didn't deposit them to the school. So I kept those funds.
Okay. Those are the refund checks.
Not the refund check. No. These are
refinance.
Okay. Yes. So it was checks from the banks that would come to replenish the students.
How much money?
Well, the first time they said $250,000 the first time.
That's what they said. That was a lie.
Well, I'm not going to say that it was a lie, but that's
what they said. And what about the second time?
The second time, I don't really know the dollar amount. Probably like 80-something thousand. That's in these cases are 10 years apart.
Right.
How much time did you get?
The first time, I got a light term. So, I mean, I didn't experience what these ladies experienced. I think that I really, you know, got a light sentence. My first time, I was sentenced to 6 months and 3 years probation. So that was my first.
And then
first
you went
time.
Back to it after getting 6 months?
10 years later.
Did you have to pay the money back, though?
The first time I didn't have restitution, but the second time I did. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So did you think during that time while you were doing it that you would eventually get caught?
You know that something can happen.
Right.
But you're not letting that stop you because you're on this roll and it's working. So I think more so than if something's not going to work and you feel it right away, then you're like, no, I'm not doing that no more.
But you didn't get that feeling.
I didn't get that feeling. A lot of times.
if y'all would have had the same resources and opportunities that a lot of these white folks had, y'all would have been billionaires.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know, heads of some Fortune 500 companies.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's important when I talk about this to people, I always let it be known that, you know, a lot of our great-grandmothers, some grandmothers couldn't read, couldn't write. Right. We were so limited in having access to business. You know, our parents really pushed us, go to college. College is a business. You know, there is very limited information to us about businesses. We run through communities and nobody grows up and says, I want to own a grocery store. But we were out of the banking system, you know, and that's important. And we were out of the legal system. So the two things that really control society, media, banks, which is the most important thing,
we don't own any banks. We got mm-hmm. like one bank, the Carver Bank, I think. I don't know any other black owned banks.
One United.
But you know, the big major banks, because I was in trading, there's it's no blacks are in
there. And then you know, and like you said, happening. With those with the black banks, they can't lend but a certain amount of money.
Right.
You
know right.
what I
right.
mean? So if you want
to, how can you get ahead other than making
but I feel like getting ahead now is what I'm doing now with Yandy Smith is my partner. So we're in these schools and we're empowering kids to become entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. And we're empowering adults and families to do the same thing. So giving them the information, helping them become vendors. So we have a partnership now with the city of Newark, and we're working closely in a lot of the schools there. We're working in the community centers and giving people information that's life-changing, you know? And I feel like that's what is necessary.
How long y'all been home? How long?
2 years.
2 years.
Two and a half for me.
When y'all told me y'all was locked up with Ada, I'm like, Ada was just locked up.
Yes.
When y'all
yes.
locked up with Ada.
Yes. Well, Ada.
We actually lived in the same unit. We was like this.
Really?
You know, we lived in the same unit, and I used to put on prison plays. So
what is prison play? Oh, like, prison play.
Plays. Plays. So
she's a screenwriter too. Dope ass screenwriter, by the way.
Thank you. So I used to put on plays because, you know, it's different for women in prison. Women mm-hmm. have children mm-hmm. and the men don't hold us down. It's nobody there. Your mom, your grandma, and if you're lucky, your dad, mm-hmm. you know, but your man ain't there.
Even if you was dating a stud? Studs don't show up?
Well, a lot of times they start dating a stud after the bed.
The studs end up having mad girlfriends on the compound, and that's a whole nother story.
So don't do that. Ain't open. Ain't been out there. Ain't been out there.
Martha Stewart, and I think that was the most fun we had in that prison. She was funny as hell. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Martha was a gangster.
Martha was a gangster. Martha was Bernie ass up. Bernie was scared of Martha. Martha was scared of nobody in that motherfucker.
Bernie.
This is DC bitch. You know DC.
She used to fight Bernie?
Yeah, no, Bernie always wanted to kick her ass and she'd be, come on, bitch. You know,
Martha
with them big ass feet.
See, this is a story.
Martha
with
big ass feet.
They tell that story.
Hey, Martha had big ass feet. But she had an argument. She didn't give a fuck. She was scared. You know what I'm saying? She asked a question, hey, what you in here for? Martha, what the fuck you in here for? You know, she want to write her book on us, bitch. We want to write one on you.
Do y'all keep in touch now?
No, she didn't fuck with us. She fuck with Hernandez. You know, I lied to her like, bitch, I'm going to be your bodyguard. You know, just give me a million. Slap me something in my account, you know?
I think it's important that when they're telling the stories that people don't come home with stories from prison. Like, it's nothing nice. So when I hear people talk about, oh, well, I'm doing X, Y, or Z, and it's a small sentence, oh, I didn't get that much time. It's like, well, do you realize that you may never make it home? You could not make it home That's after true. Being right. there for 5 minutes.
Right.
You could also get in there and catch another case, and then you will not make it home. So, I mean, it's definitely nothing to, there's nothing that any one of us did, I believe, that they feel that is worth the time
or you
that
it
took
there.
To take away.
Once you're there, you're there. People.
Definitely
there's
wasn't worth my 10 years.
Right.
And, everybody's telling. Yeah. I just want to address that. I have a real big problem with snitches. Like, you know, a real big problem. I feel like when you take a risk, you take that risk and you own that risk. Mm-hmm. All of this right now, this culture, I can't get with it. Mm-hmm. I came home and I'm like,
you're not going to write for Tekashi because you're a writer. You're not going to write for Tekashi?
Absolutely not.
And but what are the people that threatening your family? Like, let's say y'all not cool anymore, and then they threatening you, and they're doing stuff to you.
I'm
Does
not
that
telling.
Mean you still? What if they tell on you?
Under no circumstances.
There's a code, though. There's a code. So, like, when you sign up for the code, you got to follow the code. You can't switch the code in the middle of the game. It's like a contract. You have to obey by the terms of the contract. Mm-hmm. So why you think in a street game you can switch the code up?
And there's no consequences for snitches no more.
Nah, it's not. It's not. Accepting them.
But, you know, you can't make your moves based on consequences. Your moves have to come from principles. That's why my music is so important to me, because I feel like right now, as a female, I'm not naked. I'm not showing my butt, you know, and have my ass all out and all of that. I really, like, I rap. And I wanted to be able to do that because there's no lane.
So let me hear you spit something real fast.
Let me see. I'm superhuman with it. I'm the source in it. Acting like you bought it cash when it's all rented. I don't get offended. I just go out and I spend it. My bank account 6. Wait. Nah, 7 digits. I'm cool and I'm rigid. Too legit to quit it. Admit it, my tailor. Keep me custom fitted. I'm feeling so good like I just got to quit it. The story's so big that Miller had to print it. Go slow. It's been a minute. I'm still the boss. Handle my business. Don't interrupt me. Just wait till I finish. And since I was 6, they said I was a genius. The light on me shining could never diminish. I'm going hard and let God be my witness. Looked in the mirror, see God in the image. I pray to myself. I guess I'm schizophrenic.
We appreciate you guys. Everybody give your social medias too so people can hit y'all up. Okay.
That's what's up.
Yeah, Big 5313 and The Real Big 50. That's IG. And Anna Nicole on Facebook.
Okay.
No, that's not.
I'm at the real Aisha Hall, A-I-S-H-A Hall. That's on Instagram, Aisha Hall on Facebook, Aisha Hall YouTube, on Amazon. Look for my books, Aisha Hall. It's easy to find me.
It's your girl, Jamila T. Davis, and it's simple. It's Jamila T. Davis. That's J-A-M-I-L-A-T Davis. Hit me up, and it's going down.
All right.
Well, mine is MissMS.YanaBean. So that's Miss.YanaBean. And that's the best way on Instagram to get me on social media, to follow the new things that I'm doing, advocating for formerly incarcerated women, book coming out soon, and hanging out with these ladies right here.
And I also do a podcast.
Okay.
Vent Radio. I'm coming.
All right, well, thank you for joining us. When we come back, Rumor Report, it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue with its powerful V6 turbo engine. Well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. And I'm not
down. I put the new 4Gs on the Jeep. My mom was like, what are 4Gs?
I don't know what that is either.
The rims. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Nicki Minaj.
Listen up. It's
just in. All the gossip. The Rumor Report. With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, as you know, Nicki Minaj has a new song out, Yikes, and she talks about why she put it out. She said, I was playing a snippet for my crazy fans, and they made me put it out. They are bullies. I only had one verse done. The label bullied me, too. She said, I've been bullied. In addition, today is a big day because Queen Radio is back. She posted Queen Radio, first episode of the decade, at 3 p.m. Keep hashtag Yikes out now in your tweets to win stuff. So today at 3 p.m., you'll be able to hear Nicki Minaj on Queen Radio.
Okay, I'm sure everybody will be tuned in, and I'm sure Nicki will give us a lot of sound bites because Nicki usually bites back at people that bothers her. So it should be very interesting.
All right, now let's talk about Power. Did y'all watch the finale yesterday to find out who killed Ghost?
Nah, I haven't. I haven't seen it yet. So if don't say
I watched it.
Don't say
you know
it.
I always watch it earlier in the day because I already know nighttime is, and I just can't wait. So I actually hit up Notori while I was watching it and I said, man, that might give it away. I'm not going to tell you what I said.
Yeah, please don't.
But there's a scene where she has to take her wig off. And I said, girl, you look cute with cornrows. So, yeah.
I want to see it now. Now they
just because of that?
I just want to see the show, the last show. When my parents called me and said, hey, are you around 50 right now? And I was like, yeah. He was like, just ask him who shot Ghost. I'm like, Dad, I'm not asking him that. Watch on Sunday. So I haven't seen it yet because I was sleeping, but I can't wait to see it today.
Well, there's four more Power spinoffs that are coming to you soon.
Four?
Now, you know, yes. There's the Power Book 2, and that is Ghost. Mm-hmm. And as y'all have already seen, Mary J. Blige and Method Man have been cast in that. They said that could come out as early as June of 2020, according to 50 Cent.
Yeah, they've been shooting it already.
Now, there's also Power Book 3, Raising Kanan. It's a prequel story set in the 90s. It explores the early years of Kanan.
Uh-huh.
Of course, you know, that's 50 Cent's character. Then there is Power Book 4, Influence Lorenz Tate. And that is going to follow Rashad Tate. And that's him with his ruthless pursuit of power. Then there's the fifth series, Force. That's going to revolve around Tommy Egan, Joseph Sikora's character, as he cuts ties and puts New York in his rearview mirror for good.
That's a lot of power episodes. I wonder how do they do that? Do they all come out in June, or is it one comes out in June, one comes out in December, one comes out in July? Because that's a lot of episodes. That's a lot of shows.
Yeah, so listen, these actors are working.
Yeah, they are.
They will continue to work. All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Now, Charlamagne is out, so Donkey of the Day is up next. If you want to give somebody Donkey of the Day, 800-585-1051. Let me know who you want to give Donkey of the Day to. Phone lines are wide open. You can give it to whoever you want. Your mama, your daddy, your grandmama, Donald Trump, whoever you want.
Envy.
Yeah, Yee. Charlamagne, 800-585-1051. Give Donkey today to whoever you want. It's the Breakfast Club.
Did you
Club.
See Drake and Marcy Projects?
I did see Drake in the Projects. All right, it's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
I was born a donkey.
It's the Donkey of the Day.
That's pretty funny.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Good morning, Angela Yee and DJ MB.
Good morning. Who's this?
This is Danny from Jersey. Glad to be back on the phone with you again. I was on with you a few weeks ago.
Hey.
And donkey to give today.
Hey,
okay,
Danny,
who you want to give that donkey to?
Who you want to give donkey to, Danny?
To that cop shooter in the Bronx over the weekend.
Okay. We talked about that.
And here's why. I mean, you know, this is my opinion. People like him and people like him who go and shoot cops and they don't like cops and this and that, cops actually serve a purpose. Whether you're from the hood or whatever, they serve a purpose. And you know what kills me about it?
What's that?
George Zimmerman's still walking around and people like that still walking around. And mm-hmm. You're going to shoot cops.
All right, so you want to give donkey to 45-year-old Bronx resident Robert Williams.
That's damn right. Yes, I do.
All right, well, thank you, Danny. Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is Jay from the A.
Jay from the A. Who you want to give donkey to, Jay?
Donkey goes to Gail King for that bogus interview with Lisa Leslie. I'm still upset about that.
Okay. All right, well,
it was totally disrespectful.
I mean, I think it was disrespectful, too. I mean, I'm really sad that people are threatening her, and she's getting those death threats. I don't like what she says. I don't think she should be canceled. I think as a journalist, she should be able to make a mistake, apologize for the mistake if she feels that way, and we're able to move on. I think a lot of times people try to hold it against somebody, but people make mistakes. Nobody's perfect, you know?
Yeah, does that erase all the positive things that you've done?
Not at all, but I just don't like that, and we can say we just don't like that one thing she did, and we keep it moving, and you know, and what it is. But the fact that she has to hire security because she really feels that people are trying to kill her and hurt her is whack. Hello, who's this?
Yo, Envy, what's going on, bro? It's Mello.
Mello, what's up, bro? What's going on?
Nothing much, man. I'm chilling. How you feeling?
I'm doing good, man. Who you want to give donkey to, bro?
Man, donkey of the day for Monday, February 10th, has to go to that woman. I think her name is Charmaine. She's from Detroit, who said the cop deserved to get shot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, that's just ridiculous. Like, come on, man. Not all police officers are bad officers. She's ridiculous. Get her out of here.
I agree with you, brother.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, man. Hello, who's this?
This is Rob.
Hey, what's up, bro? Who you giving donkey to?
Yeah, man. Mr. Robert Williams. You know, I'm doing Charlamagne a favor this morning. All the craziest people come from the Bronx and all of Florida. Well, Sunday in the Bronx, my man Robin Williams decides he wants to go into the police precinct.
Robert,
and shoots up the precinct and think he ain't get caught. That was crazy. He lucky he ain't a dead donkey, but he definitely deserves donkey of the day.
I agree with you, brother.
All right. You're the second person to give Robert Williams donkey of the day.
I think maybe the third. Hello, who's this?
This is Matt Cadwell from Lansing, Michigan.
Hey, good morning. Who you want to give donkey to this morning?
My baby daddy, Robert, because he after 6 years and got with the town thought.
He got with the town thought, and that hurt your feelings?
Yes. Okay, so, like, he accused me of messing with all these dudes, right? But look, these dudes... this girl actually did hook up with, and she will, like, admit it. I'm like, dang, You left me for a whole homie hopper out here after 6 years.
Oh, and your feelings are hurt.
At least
so
you could
sorry.
Laugh through the pain. He did
oh
you.
Oh God, it is.
He did you a favor.
I can't believe I'm talking to you guys right now. I listen to you guys every single morning when I get out of work.
Just remember that donkey did you a favor.
Actually, yes, sis. Thank you. Energy.
And you love that donkey. And you love that donkey's
D. I love him so much. All he got to do is throw some rocks at my window with a little radio talking about, I'm sorry, I love you, and I'll go right back.
You better stop it.
Oh, my God. It's that easy, huh?
You get the donkey, too, for that.
Oh, my God. You both get donkey
yeah,
of the day.
You both get donkeys. Have a good morning.
I hate myself. Hey, have a good morning.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness. All right, well, 800-585-1051. So earlier, the trap queen stopped through. Jamila Davis, Aisha Hall, Aina Bean, and Delronda Hood. Ayana Bean, and they were talking about...
And Delronda Hood.
What did I say?
I don't know, Envy.
Oh. Well, they were talking about how they scammed people. So, who have you scammed? What have you done to scam somebody? 800-585-1051.
Envy, I know you done scammed some people.
Yeah, I scammed Costco.
How'd you do that?
Well, what I did was I went into Costco, and I went, got a empty shopping cart, filled it up with everything from TVs to groceries. I had a fake receipt. And then I walked right out, and I, you know.
Oh, my God, you are a thief.
Yeah, I wasn't.
Scamming,
that's
stealing.
Oh, that's not.
Wow, and you know, there's no statute of limitations on that. Which Costco was this?
It was out in Virginia. I actually got caught.
Oh, especially in the Commonwealth State?
Yes, I actually got caught.
You're going to jail, sir.
And got arrested for it. I pleaded out to petty
you got
larceny.
Arrested?
Yes, I got locked up for it.
So if I Google your name right now, you have an arrest record with a mugshot and everything?
I'm sure.
Wow.
They reduced it to petty larceny. It was stupid. It was something that all of us did in college.
But you got caught.
Made fake receipts. I was the only one that got caught because everybody knew who I was. They was like, that's Envy.
That's even more embarrassing.
So, yeah, it was. So they pulled me out.
You're
a DJ
and making money.
And it was like, if you tell on whoever else did it, you won't get
you
locked
snitched.
Up. I didn't snitch. I got y'all.
I don't know. You're out home free now.
It was a long time ago, Yee.
You had to have snitched on somebody.
I didn't snitch on anybody.
Wow. No. If you see something, say something.
Shut
Contact
up.
DJ Envy.
But who have you scammed, all right? 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we had the Trap Queens joining us this morning. We're talking about scamming people.
They was getting millions.
Who you scammed. Like, if you just joined us, I talked about a situation when I was in college. I scammed Costco. It was a situation where I would walk in Costco with an empty shopping cart and fill it up and walk right out with a receipt. And I got caught. Then I got arrested. And they wanted me to tell on everybody, but I didn't. Shout out to Little Sean.
Wow, did you just tell on him?
No. Maybe.
Well, why did you shout him out?
He just texted me with one of those, son, why you had to tell that story? But I'm just saying what's up to him. Shout out to him.
Okay.
But it was embarrassing. It was horrible. Virginia is a Commonwealth state. Luckily, I didn't go to jail. I got 5 years probation, 180 hours of community service. Hmm. And it was stupid and it was embarrassing. It's one of those college things that I wish I didn't do, but I made it out. Like, now, you know what? I got in trouble for it. I don't want to say anything.
Well,
else about
I did something
it.
Similar, minus the getting caught part.
What did you do?
So my first apartment that I ever had, I got my boyfriend at the time a job at IKEA.
Mm-hmm.
And they had this department, they probably still do, called the as-is department. Everything is already put together. You buy it as-is, right?
Uh-huh.
And so he worked in that department. So what happened was, later on I found out he was sleeping with one of the women at the register. But he would be like, go to this register. And when I tell you, I got some leather sofas, I got an entertainment system, I got some rugs.
Really?
I got a king-size bed plus the mattress, all my furniture. And that's all because I would go to the register. The girl would charge me like $2. It looked like she was bringing stuff up. And then I just walked out.
And you know what? I'm glad I got caught. Because if I didn't get caught, it was going to get worse. Because it was so easy.
Right.
I mean, I was taking donuts and croissants and then
well, you know what?
And
you know what?
DVD
I'm
players.
Glad I didn't get caught.
You know what? I'm glad I did. But you know what? I'm at a point right now where I believe in karma. If somebody comes and says, hey,
man,
I got a stolen TV, I won't buy it. If somebody says, yo, I got this watch, it just fell off the back of a truck, I will not buy it. Like, I
feel like you've bought a chain before that
nope.
was
Nope. I don't
stolen.
I don't play with that no more. I'm actually...
Since when?
a long time, since at least 8 years, 9 years, I will not buy anything stolen anymore.
I don't know if that's true.
That's true. I will not buy anything stolen.
Remember when you bought those fake bracelets, those fake Hermes bracelets?
I bought some fake bracelets. But I bought a leather jacket. Somebody scammed me one time.
I remember that. I got scammed before, too. So I think it all even. I got my karma.
Yeah, I got my karma. Somebody told me they had some Calvin Klein jackets, and they put fire to it. And it was like, see, it put fire to it. They don't burn. I brought them home, and my wife looked at me like, bro, this is rubber. This is not even leather.
That's why it doesn't burn.
Yeah. Hello, who's this?
Alexa.
Alexa, who did you scam?
You already sound like a scammer, Alexa.
Right.
I hear all of your voice.
Nah, I scam Dunkin' Donuts every morning, right? Because on my way to work, I use the same coupon every day. But the girl in the window never took it.
Oh, so she said you get to keep your coupon and every day you use that same coupon.
I keep my coupon and I get my free coffee every morning.
My goodness, you scammer. Hello, who's this?
Christine.
Hey, Christine. You a scammer? Who you scamming right now?
I scammed Kylie Jenner or Kylie Cosmetics, whichever, either one.
How'd you do that?
Me and my friend both ordered something, and it came in, and then we emailed her that we got the wrong thing, and we swapped them. So then they mailed us the other thing again, so we both got one of each.
Damn scammer. Oh, that's God. Smart, though.
So they don't make you send the other thing back?
No.
Huh.
Wow. Well, all right.
That scam's about to be over.
Samantha!
Word up. What's up, y'all? Good morning.
Uh-oh. Okay, I hear it all. Okay, Samantha, what'd you do?
All right.
She sound like a big-time scammer.
Now tell us who you scamming.
Oh, damn, Gina. But yeah, like you, envy though. Like, I hold receipts in my wallet. I got a wallet full of receipts. McDonald's, Rallies, Burger King. So I know I shouldn't be proud of it, but, I mean, you got to be resourceful every now and then. You know what I'm saying? All you got to do is call up there like, hey, I talked to a manager yesterday. I came in, got some food. They messed up my order. Lady told me to hold my receipt and bring it back. So I'm about to come up there and get this food. Take the receipt up, get the food, ride off. Hungry, no more.
That's kind of smart. I ain't gonna front. That's kind of smart.
Hungry, no more.
You
just ride off.
You pay
hungry,
one good
no
time.
That's
this sound like a good
time.
Burger King commercial. Hungry, no more. Ride off.
Hungry, no more. Ride off. 800-585-1051. We're talking about scamming. Who have you scammed? Let's talk about it. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking about scamming. Mm-hmm. We had the trap queens up here,
scammers.
And they scammed millions of dollars. So we're asking, what have you scammed, right? Hello, who's this?
This is Marvin from North Jersey.
Hey, what's up, bro? What have you scammed, man?
Oh, I scammed Nike big time, bro.
How?
Yo, so like in Franklin Lakes, it's like a soccer store, right? And all the expensive shoes from last year, they were selling like discounts, mm-hmm. right?
Uh-huh.
So I'd buy them for like $50, but they're worth like $250.
Okay.
So I would rip them up with a knife, right? And every shoe from Nike has a 2-year warranty. I get them on them, make them dirty. I send them back to Nike, and I get a $250 gift card at the end.
Wow. I didn't know you could do that.
You know, I used to do that with the Timberlands back in the day.
I remember people used to do that.
Cut the sole of the Timberlands. And
I feel like they would catch on to that.
Nah, you send it back.
Because you just cut it?
And then, yeah, and they give you a new pair. They send you a new pair. We used to do that all the time. Hello, who's this?
What's going on, brother? This is Greg, man, out of Yak Town, baby.
Greg, we talk about scamming, man. What have you scammed, bro?
Man, I pretty much did almost the same thing you did, man, up there at Walmart, though. But I did it by accident, actually. I walked out with the stuff, you know, in the cart and got home and was like, oh, shit. Whoops, my fault. I'm like, I ain't paid for this, you know?
And you just left.
But yeah, I got down.
You know what?
I got down on the man.
I might have did that, too. I left the water under the cart. And just pushed right out.
Yeah, that's a mistake.
Yeah, that's what I said. It was a mistake. But you know what? It was about maybe 2 months ago. It really was a mistake. And I walked out, and it was like, you didn't pay for this. I'm like, I paid for it. I pulled out my receipt and everything. I really didn't pay for it, though.
Oh,
but it
wow.
was an accident, though.
Uh-huh.
Accident.
Sounds like you still scamming, Envy.
I stopped. That was an accident. Hello, who's this?
Good morning. This is Yaya from Las Vegas.
Hey, Yaya. We're talking about scamming. Who have you scammed?
I scammed my mother-in-law, actually.
What?
Back in 2010, she stole some money from me and her son. we never really said anything about it. And I was really upset, and he wouldn't go after her about it. So after I had my daughter in 2012, I made her think that her son went to jail so I could get my money back. And she came and brought me the money, And I told her, your son's not in jail. I know you stole that money from me. I had you on the, we had a crib for our other daughter, and you could see her going in there, taking the money out.
Wow.
And ever since then, she hasn't really been in our life, but it took me like 3 days to really get her to believe her son was in jail so I could get my money back.
Well, that was I could understand that scam.
Yeah, that's a little disrespectful.
You got your money back, basically.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is, I would just say T, man, because, you know.
Okay, T.
That means you still scamming. You still scamming out there, bro.
Nah, I'm not. It's just I'm ashamed. That's all.
All right, what happened?
But, yeah, well, you know, I used to work at Radio Shack. I don't know if y'all remember Radio Shack.
Yeah,
I remember Radio Shack.
Yeah. So I was working there back in, like, I was in college, man. This was, like, back in, like, 2009 or some 10 or some crap like that. But yeah, I was working there and, you know, I was, you know, making like $7 an hour or something like that.
Okay.
But you know, I was living in my own apartment and all that stuff, still in college, trying to pay bills and pay school, all that shit.
Come on, stop with the excuses. What did you do, man?
Okay. All right, Envy. Well, all right, man. It's okay. But so basically, you know, this is back when the iPhone 4 was popping, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, you know, I was selling those joints. So I was selling them, and then, you know, I had access to the safe and all that good stuff. So, you know, I grabbed a little bit on the side, you know what I'm saying, over a little bit of time just to, you know, sell them out full price on the street so I can, you know, pay my bills and all that stuff. So I made, you know, the course probably about 10 bands off of that stuff. And then, you know, I eventually got caught. but yeah, ended up doing my, you know, I got arrested for it. I didn't do no serious time. I got like, you know, probation. I had to pay restitution and all that crap. But, you know, it was pretty bad. But it ultimately was about, they charged me for about $10,000, but it was actually a lot more than that. So, you
okay,
know.
So you still came up.
And don't be ashamed by it, brother. I mean, that was your past, man. And like, you know, with everything that I've done, because I've done a lot of stupid things, I tell my kids, so my kids hopefully don't follow in my footsteps. And I told them how dumb I look. And when I had to get locked up, my parents had to come get me. Yeah, but it's still stupid.
It was stupid.
You know what the most embarrassing part was when I got caught, right? So they locked me up, right?
Oh, my gosh.
And they locked me up, and it was a male cell and a female cell.
They put you in a female cell?
No, shut up. They put me in a male cell, right? So they had all the females on the other side, and I was on the other side, right? So when I walked in there, they had me in the jail. They was like, Poppy, show me something. Show me your pee-pee, Poppy. Show me your pee-pee.
And then you pulled it out and everyone laughed.
No, shut up. I didn't. But the guys in the cell was like, yo, show them something. Because if you show them something, they'll show us something. And I wouldn't do it.
Why did they tell you to do it? Why didn't they just do it?
They wanted me to see me. They wanted to see Poppy.
Oh, so they wanted to see you too.
You know what? Forget you.
So everybody wanted to see you.
I was so embarrassed. They're like, Poppy, show me your pee-pee, Poppy. Poppy, let me see something, Poppy. And I didn't do it. And everybody in the jail was mad at me.
And the guys were like, come on, show us.
You know what? I'm not telling y'all.
That's what you just said.
Yo, we got rumors on the way. What are we talking about?
Yes, let's talk about Rihanna and new music. She says she likes to antagonize her fans. It's working.
All right. We'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Gayle King.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
All right. So this all started with Gayle King's interview with Lisa Leslie, and she asked some questions regarding Kobe Bryant about his legacy and the rape allegations, and people did not like that question at all. One person in particular was Snoop Dogg. If you remember, here's what he said originally.
Gayle King, out of pocket for that. What do you gain from that? I swear to God, we the worst. We expect more from you, Gayle. Don't you hang out with Oprah? You ain't coming after Harvey Weinstein asking them dumbass questions. I want to call you one. Is it okay if I call him one? Funky dog head bitch. How dare you try to tarnish my mother? Homeboy's reputation, punk motherfucker. Respect the family and back off, bitch, before we come get you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, Oprah Winfrey was on Today with Hoda and Jenna, and she said that Gayle is not doing well after that.
She is not doing well. May I say she is not? She is not doing well because she has now death threats and has to now travel with security, and she's feeling very much attacked. You know, Bill Cosby is tweeting from jail. She's not doing well and feels that she was put in a really terrible position because that interview had already ran. Mm-hmm.
In addition, Oprah says that this backlash is not warranted.
Obviously, all things pass. she will be okay, but she hasn't slept in 2 days.
What do you think about all that criticism?
I think the vitriol, the misogynist vitriol, and the attacking to the point where it is dangerous to be in the streets alone, because it's not just the people who are attacking, it's the other people who take that message and feel like they can do whatever they want to because of it.
Well, since then, Snoop Dogg has clarified his comments, and here's what he has to say about not wanting people to physically harm Gil King.
I'm a nonviolent person. When I said what I said, I spoke for the people who felt like Gail was very disrespectful towards Kobe Bryant and his family. Now, with that being said, what I look like wants some harm to come to a 70-year-old woman. I was raised way better than that. I didn't want no harm to come to her and didn't threaten her. All I did was said, you out of pocket for what you're doing and we watching you. Have a little bit more respect for Vanessa, her babies, and Kobe Bryant's legacy.
Yeah, I never thought Snoop wanted that at all. When he said, we're going to get you, I thought it was on social media, like how...
But barbs, you know, people are crazy.
But the how the barbs attack me, or the barbs attack you, or you know, Beyonce's what do Beyonce's people call Beehive. The Beehive attack drama.
Oh,
they
about
all
to
the
attack
times.
You for not knowing.
Sorry, Beehive.
Yeah, but you know, you can't, like, as a celebrity, you have to be careful with what you say on your platform, because people took that as a we're gonna get her.
Right.
You know, so it's good that he clarified that he does not want anything physically, nothing violent to happen.
Right.
All right, now the rumor is that Neo and his wife, Crystal Smith, are splitting. They're saying that they are broken up, according to the Jasmine brand. They're no longer together. They said Crystal left him. She's had enough. And they said she is ready to make the split legal. She plans to file for divorce this month.
How many kids do they have? Didn't they just recently have a kid, maybe a couple of months ago? Or am I wrong?
And I saw he posted a clip of him singing a new song where he's talking about moving his wedding ring into his pinky ring. I guess she gave back the ring, and that's what he was singing. I don't know. Maybe they'll work it out, though. They do have kids and a whole family, right. So you never know. Could be just a... Who knows? I don't know what's going on inside their relationship. Okay. Now, Oprah and Michelle Obama were at the Barclays over the weekend, and one thing that Michelle Obama was talking about is why going low is the easy way out, and trust me, it is, but sometimes you have to go high, and that does take a lot more effort. Here's what she said.
Going low is easy, which is why people go to it. It's easy to go low. It's easy to lead by fear. It's easy to be divisive. It's easy to make people feel afraid. Mm-hmm. That's the easy thing. And it's also the short-term thing. So what I have to keep in mind is usually when I want to go low, it's all about my own ego. You know, it's not about solving anything. It's not about fixing anything. It's about seeking revenge on the thing that happened to you.
Yes, Envy, you know how hard it is to go high, right?
Nah, when they go low, I like to go low too. Let's play dirty. I'm petty. I'm trying to change.
But like
that
Michelle Obama said, it does take a lot more self restraint to go high.
That's right.
And it's something to practice.
But revenge feels
not
so
easy.
Much better though.
Temporarily. But you know what? I always believe in karma. I believe it might take years, it might take a long time, but everybody that does wrong, it comes right back to them, right?
You're right.
All right, now Rihanna, everybody is waiting for that album. A lot of people are very impatient, and she did an interview with Entertainment Tonight, and she said she does like to rile up her fans as they are waiting for that next album. The last album came out in 2016. That's how long it's been.
Wow, it's been a long time.
Yeah, so here's what she has to say about just even having her Fenty brand at New York Fashion Week and in Bergdorf and all of that.
I remember being in the store and just like, okay, one day I'm going to be able to afford that, and to have my brand live in this space at such a high magnitude of quality and luxury is special.
I'm happy for Rihanna, man. She's so successful in that space, and I'm happy for her. I can't wait to hear more music, but she's doing her, and I'm not mad at that.
Well, here's what she said about antagonizing her fans.
R9, what's the latest?
Can you guys do, like, CGI and stuff, like post?
Yeah.
Okay. Can we do, like, a dot, dot, dot to be continued?
Yeah, that's R9 right there. Girl, that post on Insta, whenever you had the dog barking, you're like, I'm listening to R9 right now.
Oh, my God. I like to antagonize my fans a little bit. You
hateful.
Know. Well, they antagonize me, too.
Oh, yes.
So they get it right back.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee.
No problema.
Now, when we come back, we got the People's Choice Mix. Get your requests in right now. Shout out to Revolt. We'll see you tomorrow. Everybody else?
Actually, why don't you say what we're really doing tomorrow?
Are we heading out to Miami?
Yes, we're doing a voter registration event.
Yeah, so we're broadcasting live in Miami. We're doing a voter registration event, trying to get people to get out there and vote.
So if you're in Miami or in that whole area, Broward County, Miami-Dade, wherever you are, come on out. You can have breakfast with the Breakfast Club, and we are going to make sure you are registered to vote.
That's right. So we'll see you tomorrow. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's Black History Month. And today for Black History Month, you know, all month long, we celebrate legends. And today, let's celebrate Bob Marley, his 75th birthday anniversary.
Yes, happy birthday, Bob Marley.
I did a tribute concert out in L.A. a couple of weeks ago, and I got to kick it with Rohan and Steven and the whole family. So let's do something for Bob Marley. Wagwan!
The Breakfast Club presents a new Black History Month legend.
What is your special message?
Truth, peace, and love, and music, you know, and liberty. Now, yesterday, there's a war going on. Death is trying to take life, and life is stronger than death. So life is the road, you know.
And that was another new Black History Month legend, courtesy of The Breakfast Club.
I shout to the legendary Bob Marley, and shout to the family. The family shows us so much love, so shout to the Marley family. It's his 75th birthday anniversary this year. All right, when we come back, positive notes, so don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, Yee.
Yes, sir.
You got a positive note?
Yes, and this quote is from Michelle Obama. You know, she was at the Barclays in Brooklyn with Oprah over the weekend. And she says, success isn't about how much money you make. It's about the difference that you make in people's lives. So it's not all about you. It's about the impact that you have.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
Laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.